Well, Dougie, if it was a game based on chances, you would have been out of sight at half-time.
Yes, that's very true, but unfortunately it's not. It's scoring goals and defending, and that's what we've done. One of the things, right, I thought we defended fantastically well today. Real credit to the lads, you know, we stuck in there in the second half when it was very edgy, but our first half performance was pretty much, you know, outstanding. The way we've been playing and moving the ball these days, I felt we deserved to win the game, but in the first half performance, but you know, we don't play for 45 minutes, we play for 90 minutes, and 90 minutes, I think a draw was a fair result.
I think I counted about five or six really good chances, not half chances, really good chances in that first half. You must have been very pleased when the players came off at half-time.
Yeah, I was pleased, but as you say, I know it's 90 minutes, but the good thing is, you know, we're actually creating opportunities, you know, and as an ex-goal scorer, I understand that that's what you've got to do. You can't wish that something will hit off your knee, you can't wish that a bobble will go in for you, you've got to actually create opportunities, and I felt we actually created four or five good chances that I'm sure in our day we'll take one or two. And then when we start getting taking one or two and believing that we can come to places and win, then I believe our league form will climb up the table.
You must have expected that they were going to come back into it in the second half.
Of course, I expected that, and that's why I've got a good manager, experienced manager, who changed the personnel and changed the formation to go two up top, and it did cause us problems, to be honest with you. But we stuck at it, we defended, we went a little bit too deep, I felt, in the second half, but maybe we had to do that, so that's a natural thing to do that, defend your point that you've got, and you know, as I say, all in all, I felt a draw was a fair result.
But the players really kept their shape in that second half. Yes. You must have been pleased
good,
that.
Exactly, it was discipline, you know, it's not all about, you know, free flowing football in the first half, you know, which we fantastic at attacking display was outstanding, but in the second half when questions are answered, have you at the other side of your game, has Sean Scannell and Dan Ambrose and the Wilfred Saz, Chris Martins, the more creative players at that side of the game, and they're slowly learning that. We're a team that's still growing. We're a million miles away from West Ham in terms of financial power, so we cannot go out there and just buy wins or buy players that can come up with a lot of magic. We've got to create them, and that takes time, and we're working towards that, and you know that I've got no embarrassment to say that we're working towards being a West Ham and being at the top of the league.
No Nathaniel Clyne today.
Yeah, he had a knock a few days before the Watford game last week, and we played him the game and he felt it after it, so we got my scan and there's nothing wrong with it, but we just felt a young lad at his age playing a lot of games over these last couple of years deserves to come in for two or three games, and that's what we'll do.
Well done today, Dougie.
Thank you.